This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
All about the fight against breast cancer.
Let's get the party started. Pink!
Pink handguns, pink toilet paper, pink fracking.
Robert Scott Bell.
Ebola in America.
The deadly and contagious virus.
Ebola may spread throughout the USA.
If you've been paying attention to the news lately, you might have heard we're all going to die.
Game over, man. It's game over.
Robert Scott Bell. Scott Bell.
I can't find any real legitimate doctor that thinks smoking marijuana is good for anybody. Sure, it may relieve pain temporarily, but a fifth of Jack Daniels might do the same thing, and nobody's calling that medicine, right?
Right.
Speaking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda, the voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, Super D, you threw down the gauntlet today, opening the show with stories about sleep. That is so dangerous. You don't open a lively radio show and ask the folks to go right to sleep or teach them even.
You call that throwing down the gauntlet?
Yeah, well, I mean, as far as wanting listeners to pay attention.
Don't break a sweat, man. I mean, come on. No, look, sleep is important.
It is important.
You know what? Here's the thing. You couldn't have a lively radio show if you weren't getting good sleep.
Ooh, man, throw that in my face. Right? Nicely done. Right. You are getting good sleep. It must be the Ease Magnesium. Of which
I'll tell you what. I've learned another little trick to go along with it. I've been doing this for the last several nights.
Yes.
You ever use ambient noise for, like, relaxation and things of that nature?
Is that a drug, ambient noise?
No, it's not Ambien. It's ambient. No, check it out. I actually have started getting into learning about things like white noise and gray noise and red noise and green noise.
Seriously,
and stuff.
Are there colors of the noise rainbow?
There is. I have learned this, and I've been using that for the last few nights, and I've been sleeping in like an extra hour or two in the morning. It's been weird because it just knocks me right out.
Dude, I did not expect that opening, and maybe that's why you wanted to open with this, because you've got new sound techniques to engage a deeper sleep. I like that.
Very cool.
I like it a lot. Well, you know, a lot about what we're opening with. And by the way, folks, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show. This is our second day of the week as we kick off, you know, the 6 days of the week that we're on the air here on GCN. You know, I'm already tired just getting started. You know, sometimes, you know, you go into a Monday, you're tired. Yeah, I went on that bike ride the other day, which was great fun. And, you know, I think I was kind of wonky on the bike or something because my left lower back is seizing up. And I also think I'm magnesium deficient because I've been doing certain things to, you know, basically deplete my minerals and not replenish them enough. So I just want to acknowledge, you know, what to do if you have something like, you know, muscle spasms. I've been spraying on the Ease Magnesium. You can take the whole food magnesium orally as well, and you can get through it, no problem. But in terms of sleep, it's kind of interesting because that was a big part of your sleep disruption was the magnesium deficiencies. So before we go to all of the sleep solutions, it's interesting. Fox News has this article, Can't Get to Sleep? Lay off the drugs. Wow. Wait a second.
Isn't that bizarre? That's the whole reason why I grabbed that, because that's not what you would expect to see.
No, especially, you know, Fox News is like all the other major networks in terms of the majority of advertising coming from the drug industry. And to think that they would publish something like this, somebody's going to get slapped around a bit because, you know, you have to promote drugs. That's your reason for being. You know, your only reason to have shows is to have drug commercials in between them. So they're actually, now, I guess the thing is, just like we said, now that we're all Russians, you know, you can't hide anything anymore. And the evidence that drug therapy for sleep is not good is just too overwhelming. And you talk about risks of addiction to these things, the damage to your brain, in fact, the fact that you need more of it, the psychotic episodes coming from it. And we're talking about things like Ambien, right? Not just Ambien, but there are other they call sedative hypnotics, benzodiazepines, like Halcyon, and the non-benzodiazepines like Ambien, Lunesta, and Sonata. And, you know, the acknowledgement now that this is, a problematic issue. I think at one point, you know, they're talking, is it 10% or 15% of the people needing some form of drug just to go to sleep? It was ridiculous. And since there are so many other ways to go before you would ever have to resort to a drug, and you know, I acknowledge, and you know me, Super Don, I'm not the first, second, third, or fourth thing is not a drug. It's like way down the list. But if you've got, you know, deadly insomnia, in other words, you can die of not sleeping, maybe a drug can put you out, but it might also not result in the kind of regenerative sleep that would save you either. So there, you know, there's still questions out about even those insomnia drugs that can put you to sleep. Are they really putting you in that state of necessary regeneration for survival? I don't have an answer for that, but I have a sense about it that it's probably not likely. Now, they're acknowledging...
Well, I think... Mm-hmm. I would say that, you know, when you're in one of those emergency intervention type scenarios that you're describing,
yeah,
that, you know, when you're sleeping, there's a couple of things that are going on. You're not only needing to get physical mm-hmm. rest, but you need mental rest too.
Yes.
And, yeah, you know, you can knock yourself out and your body will stay motionless and your body will be able to recuperate to a certain extent physically, but mm-hmm. you're not going to get that mental rejuvenation.
Yeah, I think that's what we're talking about. And when I speak about regeneration, it's not only the physical body, but you're right, it's the other bodies, the emotional state. And if you've ever been sleep deprived, Liam used to call me Punchy McStuffins. Remember that? If I didn't get enough rest, I would get punchy. You know, I was like, dude, I'm very short. You know, I'm usually kind of cordial and kind and nice and not grandfatherly. That's Super Don. But, you know, it's kind of laid back about things. But, yeah, if I don't get enough sleep, I can get punchy. And, you know, that's part of the lack of regeneration, as you said, of the mind as well, and the emotions, mind, body, spirit, all the connections. Now, this article is recommending something called cognitive behavioral therapy. I would argue you could, well, exercise more. Have you ever been so tired at night? Before you, you know, normally you go, oh, man, I'm normally up till midnight, but, dude, I'm at 9 o'clock. I feel like I need to sleep. And I look at those days and I say, what's the difference? Why do I want to go to sleep at 9? Is it because I'm chronically ill like I used to be? No, it's because I've had a day of a real good workout. I mean, I've physically worked. I'm in the garden. I'm out. You know, you're doing something and your body says, you know what? It is time to retire for the night. It's done. And that's a good thing. But very few people in our culture, Super Don, ever even come close to approaching a physical tiredness because most of us in America and the West don't do physical things for a living anymore. And so we have to artificially induce exercise.
That's true.
Yeah.
This is true.
So anyway, that's a big part of it. Exercise is a big part of it. Also, the second part of this story on sleep is actually one of your theme songs, one of your favorite new theme songs.
Yeah, well, I don't want to sound like a but I told you so.
I told you so. Oh, I told you so.
All right, how many times over the years have I said, you want to go to sleep at a decent hour and get some rest, lay off the caffeinated beverages? And I know, Super Don, you don't like that. And my son, who's 16, can drink a cup of coffee, and it seems not to impact him the way that it affects his mom and his dad. Interesting.
You decided to go with the I told you so theme.
Because?
I would have leaned towards the moment of duh.
Okay, all right.
On this one. Because
does
it take a rocket scientist to figure out that if you drink a caffeinated cola before mm-hmm. bedtime, that it's going to give you problems with sleeping? Hello, it's called caffeine.
But Super Don, if you read this article, and by the way, it's going to be linked up in the show notes, folks, at robertscottbell.com, the brand new spanking new looking website, thanks to Captain Morgan. And we link this article, and you read it, and you're like, well, we're not sure why this is the case. And the study that acknowledges that sugar and caffeinated beverages not good for sleep, it doesn't prove that sugar or caffeine directly cause poor sleep. And it's like, so that's why it's sort of not a moment of doubt, because the scientists aren't sure. That's why I went to the I Told You So, because I read the article. Believe it or not, Dr. Bittar.
Now, see, now you've completely blown the spirit of a moment of doubt. The scientists are never sure.
Okay.
If we only played that every time they were sure, we wouldn't play it very often.
I was just trying to give some props to scientists that we were going to wait until they figured it out before we called it a moment of doubt.
They have to earn it. Don't be so easy on them.
Because usually it's when they produce moments of doubt we get the comment on them. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
But you've had too much sleep, my friend. I think you're just all over it. So people
as I'm drinking my coffee, which is so funny.
People that slept no more than 5 hours a night consume 26% more regular soda than the 7 to 8 hour sleepers, and 33% more caffeinated drinks. So again, but it's not proof. It's not proof, according to the scientists, that caffeine and sugar has anything to do with your lack of sleep. By the way, the reason that refined carbohydrates, these simple sugars, either in combination or not in combination with the caffeine, disrupt your sleep is because of the deficiency in chromium, broad spectrum deficiency in chromium. Across the spectrum, people are deficient in chromium. And if they get that blood sugar spike before bed, they're going to have that blood sugar crash about between 2 and 4 in the middle of the night. And, they're going to wake up. Some of them, people are going to have hot sweats. They're going to be having the shakes. They're going to be really hungry and dizzy and confused. And it's midnight to 4 a.m. hypoglycemia. And if it doesn't happen in the middle of the night and you wake up just ravishing hungry, is that what we say, ravishingly hungry or ravagingly hungry? Not sure which.
I would just say starving.
Starving. Stark raving, starving. Then it still is related to a deficiency in the whole food glucose tolerance factor form of chromium. Because, when you have enough adequate chromium stores in your body, you can wake up, you can go work out, you can make it through lunch and not eat lunch, and mid-afternoon you're like, oh yeah, I think I'm hungry now. Because you have an incredible ability at that point to convert stored energy into usable energy. It takes the chromium molecule to do that. And that's the critical difference. And, of course, they don't acknowledge that in this story. So if you do have trouble with waking up in the middle of the night, it's likely due to a GTF chromium deficiency, hypoglycemia. Now, it can also be due to liver congestion because the liver is more active while you sleep. This is part of the normal pattern. When your body goes to rest, your liver, that's a different part of your body, goes into, I won't say hyperdrive, but it's really working hard to move the things you've introduced during the day, transform them, and get them ready to be moved out of the body. Hopefully you have that good starting point of the day, that wonderful, powerful bowel movement. Yes, I said it. And you should ask your doctor about it, too. If they're not on board with your bowel movements, you maybe should find another doctor. All right, folks, we got Lori Gregory scheduled from the Mom Street Journal. There's a big report just about to be released on vaccinated versus unvaccinated children and rates of disease, chronic and acute. Stand by.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you are one of the informed select group of people who are aware of the benefits of marine phytoplankton, then stay tuned. If you don't know about marine phytoplankton, then what you're about to hear will literally change your life forever. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, and I'm here to tell you that after 40 years of intensive research at the University of Cadiz in the south of Spain, we've discovered two strains of marine phytoplankton that are the perfect match for the human nutritional profile. When you consume this amazing superfood, it floods every vital organ in your body with a symphony of nutrition at the cellular level. We call this powerhouse product Oceans Alive, and as of today, right now, you have access to it. We are so fortunate and delighted to be able to offer this product to the world. To see the benefits of all our activation products and order Oceans Alive, go to oceansalive.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's oceansalive.com, 1-866-271-7595.
We use use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like Barley's Flax Oil, Green Tea Extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16 to 1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks, we're...
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Rob.
Last year, about this time, we first saw this report at the Mom Street Journal, and it related to the vaccine injuries. You know that are, that you can find through the adverse event reporting system, the VAERS data. Of course, there is the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Court, an unconstitutional court that shields all liability from the vaccine makers should they injure or kill your children or you, and you have to go petition that court. But the data is out there to cull and figure out what's happening with kids who are vaccinated, injuries that are reported, but they don't make it easy. And this woman we got coming up right now, Lori Gregory from the Mom Street Journal, is about to unleash another bombshell of the data from last year, having gone through it. And I want to find out how she's doing it and what inspired her. Lori Gregory, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thank you so much for having me. It's great to be here.
Lori, what motivates you to do the Mom Street Journal, in particular this incredibly taxing mental, mathematical investment of time to figure out what the government is making so difficult to figure out?
Form of torture, actually.
Yeah.
Well, what motivated me initially was I really wanted to explore the reality of vaccine injury, you know, because our government does shield vaccine makers from prosecution. You have to sue the U.S. government. It becomes, public information that the government has to provide by law, because this is a public entity that is managing now this process, which is the Department of Health and Human Services. So every year they release in January a copy of the statistical results from the vaccine court from the year before. And unfortunately, it's kind of strange that we're in this information age where ease of data and statistical analysis is fairly simple. If you, you know, use a spreadsheet, you can, you know, look at different trends and you can track from year to year where there might be increases in vaccine injury or the number of cases filed. It certainly would seem to me that the Department of Public Health would have an interest in if there's an increase in, let's say, flu vaccine injury cases. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, it would seem to make sense to if the government is genuinely concerned about the health and safety of the public, that kind of information should be made available and easily recognizable or decipherable.
Well, I would think so. And what surprises me is that this particular report, which, as is typical every year, is released on a scanned PDF. So it's not a spreadsheet that's robust. It doesn't give you search features. You know, everything is literally a scanned page.
So there's no hyperlinks where you can click on something, go right to it, and reference it.
No, well, you go to a PDF, mm-hmm. but it's not in a searchable format.
Wow.
So if you want to analyze the data and let's say, look at what the total number of payout was for the MMR or for thimerosal or for the flu shot, you literally have to go through every single page and categorize by hand or re-data entry the entire report, which last year was 150 pages, this year is 220 pages, in order to determine what these trends are. So this year they made it even more confusing because they merged the vaccine court settlement report with other special claims court cases. So I had to go through by hand and just highlight on each page which cases were just the vaccine cases and then pluck them out separately and then categorize them by vaccine injury.
Yeah, the work you did before even got more intense. We're talking with Lori Gregory, the Mom Street Journal. themomstreetjournal.com. We have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. This is, in fact, breaking news. I wanted to give a little bit of background so set everybody up because we're going to talk more about the findings that you are about to release, and it's the first time I think you're speaking in broadcast media about what you found.
That's correct, and maybe I should give your listeners a little bit of background as to why I would be intrigued by this particular aspect. Following the vaccine narrative, now, I really thought it would be important to take a look at these numbers, given that we have vaccine mandates that are being handed out in various states, including California, like SB 277 last year. And I have a background of having worked on Wall Street. I actually used to do these kinds of statistical analyses for biotech and pharmaceutical companies when I was in Boston. And so I know that the numbers don't lie. You know, there's so much emotionality in
right.
the health freedom movement and in the vaccine injury.
Well, Lori,
movement.
Stand by. We're up against a break here. The numbers don't lie, but what are those numbers? What do they say? We're about to find out worldwide breaking news here on the vaccine injury issue among the kids in North America, particularly the United States.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
Robert Scott Bell.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Big news, folks, breaking tonight on the Robert Scott Bell Show, or if you're listening to it in an archive position, you'll have links to the MomStreetJournal.com and the breaking news here. Lori Gregory has been working the numbers trying to figure out what is the payout, what are the payouts, what are the increases, where is it happening in terms of vaccine injury compensation court. And there's some shocking headlines coming out of this. Where's the old media? Where's the legacy media? Nowhere to be found. And Lori, you seem to be the only one digging deep on this and going wide with it and letting loose. So where do we go from here, understanding this process and unleashing these numbers?
Well, I'm hoping to enlighten the narrative by posting a story in the next few hours that will encompass all of statistical trends that I see, especially relevant to comparing 2014 to 2015. For example, as you and I were talking a moment ago off air, one of the biggest standouts is that the percentage increase in payouts for the flu shot is over 1,000% increase in the vaccine court settlement report from 2015 versus 2014. So we went from 4.9 million in judgments that were paid out to plaintiffs for vaccine injury. Some of that is death. Some of that is pain and suffering. Some of that is lost wages. With comparing that to 2015 for over 60 million in payouts for injury from flu shot.
All right, so we're looking at 2014, 4.9 million in payouts to damage, injury, some death due to flu shots. Mm-hmm. Year 2015, a year later, you said it's 1,000% increase, over now 60 million, 60 million.
60, and it's actually 61 if you round up. So
61 million.
That's correct. The number of cases that were filed increased 32%. In 2014, we had 340 flu shot cases.
Wait a second here. Mm-hmm. I'm still stuck on this number. 1,000% increase in payout due to damage and injury from flu shot. Where is the CDC on this one? Where is the state of California that, what was it you claimed off the air that they had claimed that the Sanofi vaccine was in shortage, so they abandoned their Prop 65 ban on mercury-containing products and said, we need this, we need to give this to pregnant women and babies?
Correct. So last year during flu season, this time last year, the state of California decided to exempt the mercury law, Prop 65, which would only allow, the law was in place to protect the citizens of California from receiving any vaccines that contained mercury or thimerosal, as well as dental amalgams and other mercury-containing procedures. So the state of California last year decided to exempt that law and allow for Fluzone and Flumist, which are the flu shot formulas that are injected into pregnant women and infants ages 0 to 3 months. That was the basis. They claimed that the manufacturer of the mercury-free versions of both of those vaccines was experiencing a shortage, and as a result, the state of California needed to exempt that mercury law and allow for pregnant women and infants to receive the mercury-containing flu shots because that's all that was available. The Mon Street Journal contacted Sanofi Pasteur last year, and it took a couple weeks, but about 3 weeks later, the director of corporate communications did provide for us in writing from Sanofi Pasteur, which is the manufacturer of both of those particular Flumist and Fluzone flu vaccines, that they indeed were not experiencing a shortage.
All right, here's the headline. CDC West Coast Division is the California state government because the CDC is the ardent promoter, defender, distributor of vaccines and coverer of the issue of adverse events. We've talked about the whistleblower here since it blew out, right, and the movie Vaxxed and what is shown. But you're saying now the state of California went one better for the CDC and said, you know what, we need the mercury-containing vaccines out there because there are shortages of the ones that don't contain mercury. And it turns out Sanofi said to you, nope, we got plenty of the mercury-free shots. But California said, no, we're going to basically suspend Prop 65 because it's some kind of emergency. Now, how does this play out? Some intrepid reporter like Jeffrey Jackson might dig into it out there and say, wait a second, 1,000% increase in payouts due to injuries from flu shots in a year over year, 2014 to 2015. I wonder how much of that came from California since they suspended Prop 65. Just asking the question, don't have the answer here.
No, it's a great question. It's especially poignant question, Robert, when you look at the fact that Richard Pan at NYU last week was there for a medical school symposium with Dr. Offit and Dorit Reese. And one of the things he shared that we learned in that seminar was that one of the ways that he was able to sway lawmakers to pass SB 277 is he went into their offices and said, if you vote no on SB 277 and we have a breakout and children in California die, I'm going to come back and personally hold you responsible. Well, I would like to go into these cases and look deeper and start tracking how many of these cases are from California.
Yes.
And I would propose to the state lawmakers, are you going to be equally accountable for the children that are lining up to receive all of these vaccines in order to have access to the public school system if they are injured or worse? Are you going to be accountable on that end as well?
Who's going to push it back into the face of Dickie Pan, huh? When he shows up and says, I'm going to intimidate the lawmakers there and then frighten them if there's an outbreak. How about the outbreak as we see a 1,000% increase in payouts to vaccine injured and killed, perhaps children, perhaps pregnant women? We don't know the details of these, but Lori Gregory working on it to reveal it and release it in a very digestible format, because it's almost indigestible the way you've having to navigate this over at the Mom Street Journal. Incredible, incredible work. Now, it's not just the flu shot. What about the MMR? What about DPT? Is there any breakout of those details in terms of differences in payouts year over year?
Yes. So the DTaP, DTP, DPT, and DT, which are all the different forms that the vaccine court lists, because, you know, it's, of course, is the tetanus, diphtheria, and pertussis, and various forms of that. That total payout was a 75% increase, actually, in 2015. Varicella was huge. It went from zero to 5.7 million. That's for chickenpox. And then for hepatitis B, there was a 321% increase in vaccine injury payout from 2014 to 2015, where it went from 1.9 million to over 8 million. So it's kind of interesting that we're seeing a trend. You know, it could be that, you know, Americans are waking up and they're starting to connect the dots more. We know historically the number of cases that are in the vaccine court represent a small percentage. You know, vaccine injury doctors will tell you that have studied vaccine injury that it can be as severe as death or as mild as a rash or eczema or, you know, and then everything in between. So what we see in the vaccine court are families that have had really egregious experiences. It is not pleasant to sue the U.S. government.
No.
So, you know, the cases that are here, I mean, we're seeing these huge spikes, these huge percentage increases, and this is still just, you know, the tip of the iceberg. But it could be that, you know, we have doctors waking up. This is before Vax came out, so it's going to be really interesting in January coming up, you know, just a couple
Lori,
months.
Lori, I think we're going to see from 15 to 16, 2015-16, an equal or even bigger increase, because the vast majority of Americans didn't even know until recently and still don't know that there is something called a vaccine court, that they can't sue vaccine manufacturers should there be an injury. So
that's
there is an awareness shift. And what is this statistic here related to something called other? What's in the other category here?
Well, the other category is the second biggest payout for 2015, and it was for 2014 as well. And I find that really strange because, you know, there's a limited number, even though it's a long list, there is still a finite list of types of vaccine injury you can have because there's a finite type of vaccine. There's no reason to necessarily clump, you know, this information, which I feel is certain relevant for public health and would be of interest for parents, you know, to know what they're really up against in terms of looking at, you know, vaccines that are causing problems for families. That number has increased significantly as well. So for 2014, the category other, which I've spoken to a few attorneys that work in the vaccine court, and what they tell me is that that is usually indicative of a combination. You could have a maybe four or five different vaccines at once, a polio, MMR, however, and so it's just the various combinations. But that's still really important when you look at that. That's the second biggest payout. So in 2014, other was $4.4 million, and in 2015, it's over $21 million.
Wow, whoa, whoa, whoa. 4.4 million up to, is it 21 or 31 million it went up to?
21 million.
21 million, okay.
Yes.
That's,
yes.
A, you know, about a five-fold increase.
Right.
Holy tamale. And we don't know what the other is. And,
we
and,
don't know what the other is. We would have to go back and look by case number in the VAERS database, which I'm trying to figure out if we even have access to view.
That could take months to years if we don't have enough people on this.
Yeah, that's the challenge is that, as I mentioned to you earlier, all of this data is reported in a scanned spreadsheet. That means it's a PDF that's scanned, and my husband's actually a software engineer. He's been trying to help me figure out how to convert. But when you take this PDF and you try to convert, it comes out in all text and it's illegible. So the only way to really analyze this data statistically is to either re-keystroke in the, you know, 200-plus
right.
pages and put it in a searchable spreadsheet format so that you can, you know, follow the statistical trends, or go through and break it out by hand, which is what I've done, is go, you know, highlight each vaccine case and then make a running chart by vaccine and write down not just the judgment, Robert. You're also
yeah.
looking at massive legal bills that the U.S. government pays. You know, we pay for the lawyers whether they win or lose. And, some of these settlements, the lawyers are making millions of dollars. And, by the way, some of these are also annuities, which means that they're over million-dollar settlements that happen annually. So if there's a severe injury and someone needs care for life, they're unable to work, the government will take the settlement, put it in an annuity, and pay them annually. So a lot of these numbers are not going to ever go down because it's an annuity in perpetuity for the life of the plaintiff.
This is your government on vaccines. This is a government that doesn't want you to know the rate of injury, the danger that is very real. God bless you, Lori Gregory, for doing the work you are doing. The MomStreetJournal.com. We have it linked up in the show notes at RobertScottBell.com. As soon as this is published, we'll have it linked directly from the show notes here. Thank you, Lori, for being with us.
Thank you so much, Robert.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotic contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, please store this number or call right now. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. By calling the Addiction Rehab Specialist, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Their advisors are ready to match you with a proven treatment center that will help you end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Don't waste any more time with drugs or alcohol. Your future is still a bright place. Let the Addiction Rehab Specialist help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there will be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There's no need to let drugs and alcohol ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call the Addiction Rehab Specialist at 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know.
GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Willing to go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
All right, links are up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. All right, now that we told you how you can get a good night's sleep, and then you hear from Lori Gregory from the Mom Street Journal, you're like, dude, I'm never going to sleep again because this is crazy what's going on here. The stuff is coming out. The truth is coming out. And all they're doing is claiming that we're part of the Russian Politburo or something. Right? That's the only their attempts to discredit the new media will fail just as sure as they failed yesterday when they were claiming we're all Russians now. And, you know, what Lori's going to be putting out, everybody go to themomstreetjournal.com, sign up for the alerts there, and it's free right now. I don't know how long she's going to keep it free because the kind of work she's doing, the government's not paying a penny for it. They would probably pay millions to stop her from doing it. That's where we are now. And, you know, you're going to see links because this report that she's culling all of this data from is presented to the president of the Senate every year, and that is, of course, the vice president. Biden. It's getting weirder and weirder. They're abusive children, not just as we've talked about it, pharmacologically and in a needle, but through concepts like pedophilia, which I hate to even discuss. It's all coming home to roost. They cannot escape it. This is what's happening now. The problem is when they're this desperate, they might try scorched earth. What will that look like? Everybody guard against it. Be ready. Protect the data. Protect the information. Communicate with one another in case they try to attempt to stop this level of communication getting out to the world. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week here on GCN, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, podcast as well at UK Health Radio, Red State Radio, and SoundCloud. Thank you for being here. RobertScottBell.com. Now, how can we affect positive change in our community? We've talked about this, urban gardens. Great article here
reference the PBS NewsHour. We're not big fans of PBS, but occasionally they do a good story, and this is a good one. District of Columbia, D.C. Urban Gardens bring low-cost fresh produce to city's food deserts. As I said, this is the number one priority. I know everybody's got a number one priority, so all right, number 1A for you. As I talk about, start planting a garden. Even in the winter, you can create greenhouses in communities. These things are very inexpensive to build, especially when a community gets behind it. And this group, nonprofit, D.C. Urban Gardens, is doing it. And John Rappaport wrote an article just recently up at robertscottbell.com about this very issue, up to the Trump administration, saying, you know what, you want to solve some problems? Go look at what's happening in Chicago and L.A. and now D.C. with little or no government support. Some cases they might get government grants, I don't know, but it's happening without them too. Super D, this is the transformation. This is the thing that takes it out of the power of government and back into the hands of the people where it belongs.
Yeah, you know, we come across one of these stories every once in a while, and when you do, it's really cool to see how the community gets involved, and that's all it takes. You know, they keep talking about how people in these urban areas don't have the ability to be healthy because they don't have access to the food. Somebody hasn't brought the food to them, right?
Well, what they have access to, Super Don, is subsidies from the government or WIC cards, right?
Well, and that's true. And that's true. But I guess the point that I'm making is that, you know, they're like looking for the government to solve the problem for them. And in these cases here, somebody took the initiative to solve the problem within the community rather than waiting for somebody to do like you're talking about, you know, some type of government program. And in this case, this DC Urban Gardens, I mean, they're taking land that has just been underutilized. It was just sitting there and they're turning it into gardens. And not only that, not only are they teaching people how to grow the food, they're also teaching people how to cook the food.
Yep. Transform, because what do the WIC cards do? The welfare cards do? They allow you to buy junk, subsidized junk. And, you know, I don't know how many people are actually buying real food anymore with these cards. And yet here we can help them produce that food right in their own backyard, or our side yard, front yard, in unused land in their neighborhood. They're operating at this one, Anacostia River in D.C.'s Ward 7. They strive to produce chemical-free fruits and vegetables. And it's right there. And it's teaching people, as you said, not only how to grow it, but how to prepare it. But you become a gardener. Here's the quote. It's not really all that hard to learn how to plant or be a gardener. It just takes some patience. A garden can grow anywhere once you clear out the brush and debris. A place where you take care of the outdoors, I think the air will smell better, people will feel better. Amen to that. And you can do it without government grants. Get together with your neighbors, talk about it, and put it into play. It can be done. And we're just reminding you, as I do each and every day here, that the power to grow food and the power to heal is yours.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.